Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Streaming online at ESPNRochester.com. Breaking news, scores, and on-demand audio. Bookmark the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
All right, you're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. One of our regulars stopping by to talk about the New York Jets. It's Dan Leverfeld, Jets Confidential. Dan, you know, normal times I would say, can't wait for the opportunity to get together and, you know, have a cold one, maybe go to the Thirsty Turtle over there in Victor. But you know, we're here and we're in COVID times. And first and foremost, how are you holding up through everything that's been going on so far this season, my friend?
I'm holding up fine. It's been a strange Jets season to cover. Cover is an operative word. I don't think they've covered the spread once this year as far as the gambling stuff goes. But I saw that you had that story about the assistant coach from the Rochester team, Chris Taylor, taking the job of the New Jersey Devils. Well, I'm about 20 miles from that arena, so if he needs any real estate tips, have him give me a call.
Well, Taylor's is still in the area. We'll pass that along. He's a good friend, and the Devils got themselves a good guy to help out Lindy Ruff. Dan, is there any chance that Adam Gase somehow comes back? And if the answer is no, well, then what are we waiting for here as far as the future in the New York Jets?
I think it's possible that part of it is financially driven. When you look at this season, teams like the Bills and the Jets don't have any fans in the stands, so there's no stadium revenue. So you're talking about a situation where Adam Gase makes $5 million a year. He's only in his second year of a four-year contract. So perhaps there's a financial element to this where the owner wants to wait till after the year so he doesn't have to eat as much money. Remember, he recently had to eat a lot of money on the Le'Veon Bell contract where the running back was released and signed with Kansas City. So when you look at Houston firing their coach in season and you look at Atlanta doing the same thing, people thought the next shoe to drop would be the New York Jets, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, Dan, I think the last time we had you on, I remember you saying you didn't think head coaches would be fired during the season because of everything additional that they've had to endure through this pandemic. And yet here we are with two head coaching vacancies already and potentially a third if they were to pull the plug on Gase. But I think it's easy for a fan to say, and it's low-hanging fruit for a fan to say, that the Jets are tanking, right? Like they're trying to lose games. They're moving on from pieces like Le'Veon Bell, and they're acquiring draft picks. What is the strategy? Because I don't believe that they're tanking. I don't think NFL teams tank. I think they all have a lot of pride and they're all going to go out and compete every single week. But what is the long-term strategy given everything that they've done here over the course of the last few weeks?
Well, I think the long-term strategy is to build through the draft. Obviously, they can't do anything about that right now. Recently, they traded two players over the course of the last week and got future sixth-round picks in return for Steve McClendon and a defensive end who wasn't even active last week. So they're compiling draft picks. They're going to have a couple number one picks. They can be very interestingly situated in the next draft because not only could they have the first pick in the first round, they could end up getting the first pick in the second round, which is a very valuable pick. It's almost like having another first-round pick. And they're going to have Seattle's pick at the end of the first round from the Jamal Adams trade. So towards the end of that first round into the early second round, they're going to be one of the power players there. So three very high picks coming up. Joe Douglas, I think, is a good judge of college talent and should do a nice job with those picks. This draft they had, which was Joe Douglas's first draft, the 2020 draft, it looks like a pretty good class. We haven't seen a lot of the guys because there have been a number of injuries, but it looks like a solid class. So building through the draft is what they're going to do. And starting next April for the 2020-21 draft, they're going to have quite a bumper crop of players to bring into their building.
Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential, our guest here in the Sports Bar, as the Bills face the Jets. And Adam Gase saying today, barring a setback, it will be Sam Darnold at quarterback. Dan, do you feel bad for Sam Darnold? He's been in this league. He's shown some flashes. He's been hurt. He's had a lot of change around him, doesn't have a lot of help. And now here he is on a winless team. He's got to answer questions about should the Jets draft Trevor Lawrence. Dan, this isn't going to go anytime soon, especially if the Jets continue to lose games here, the Trevor Lawrence talk. How is Sam Darnold handling this talk here? Because we saw the Cardinals set that precedent last year that if you want to get that upgrade, well, you can go do that.
Well, I heard that there's rumors that Mike Catalana might be in line to replace you guys. So, that happens in radio also.
No chance.
If you said Sal Capaccio or somebody like that, but yeah. Catalana, no chance.
You blew it there, Dan.
Okay, yeah, it was a bad bit there. But when you look at Sam Darnold, it's unfortunate that he was asked about Trevor Lawrence this week. I wouldn't have done it. Other reporters did. I know they're looking for clicks. That's what you do these days. It's unfortunate he had to answer those questions. But as far as feeling bad for him, I do not. Because I do think that even though the Jets have had a rough few years with Sam Darnold at center and there's been some dysfunction, I do think that he's a quarterback that has some shortcomings. It's not his fault, but he's far from perfect prospect. I see a quarterback who fixates on his first read too much, locks on his first read, does not go through his progressions that well. So while he has not been dealt the best hand, he sometimes doesn't handle the hand that he's dealt that well. I'll give you an example. When he got hurt in the Denver game, when he got thrown to the ground by a Broncos linebacker, he had almost 5 seconds to throw. And you could say the Jets don't have the best line, but 5 seconds is more than enough time to either connect with a receiver, and there was a receiver open on that play when you look at the All-22, or throw it away or scramble. There's no way an NFL quarterback should put himself in harm's way like that with almost 5 seconds to throw and get thrown to the ground and hurt his shoulder. I'm sure you guys have seen plays with Josh Allen where he took too many risks. So I do feel that the quarterback, Sam Darnold, has not been always dealt the best hand, but I also think that he's got some shortcomings in his game that he needs to overcome as well.
He's Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential, joining us for a few minutes here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia and looking ahead to Sunday's game in the Meadowlands. Dan, the Bills are trending in the wrong direction. They've got a lot of injuries that they're dealing with. Meanwhile, the Jets are getting healthier. Who are they getting back on Sunday, and how might they be impactful in the game against the Bills?
It's funny that you say that they're getting healthier, but now, late in the week, they had some guys drop in practice, so they're probably not going to be as healthy as the narrative said earlier this week. For instance, their now right tackle, George Fant, is their right tackle. He was playing left tackle, filling it for Mekhi Becton, who hurt his shoulder at left tackle. Mekhi Becton's coming back this week, but now George Fant hurt his knee in practice yesterday, and he's iffy for the game. So they might have now their right tackle. Also, their starting left guard is out, Alex Lewis, and he'll be replaced by Josh Andrews. So two starters on the offensive line are probably out. And then they had a situation where they're getting some receivers back, probably Perryman, maybe Mims, but then their outstanding slot receiver, Jamison Crowder, hurt his groin, and he's probably not going to play. So I don't think they're necessarily getting healthier this week. They just have different guys hurt.
The Mims question here, and you've probably heard the Bills injury report, and let me fill people in that haven't heard. So Josh Norman is out. Levi Wallace, who already knew, was on IR. Tre'Davious White didn't practice today. He's questionable. Cam Lewis, the fourth corner, is questionable with a wrist. So Dan, if you're theoretically down to your fifth corner, the idea that Denzel Mims, yes, it's Mims' first game, but what do we know about Denzel Mims? Because us here, we didn't see any preseason action. Hard to tell. What can you tell us about the rookie for the New York Jets?
And he wouldn't have played in the preseason. He got hurt at the very beginning of camp. with a hamstring injury, and then he came back and hurt the other hamstring. So he was listed for a number of weeks with hamstrings.
Mm.
That's got to be tough to have pulled hamstrings on both legs. I don't even know if I have hamstrings. I'm so unathletic. But I can imagine if you're a speedy receiver like Denzel Mims, having two pulled hamstrings is far from ideal. He's got tremendous speed, runs 4.3. He's got good size at about 6'3", 205. The question about him coming out of Baylor was getting off the jam at the line, so I really can't answer if he's improved in that area because, you know, I haven't seen much. And also the route tree was very limited at Baylor, so we'll see what he can do coming into his first NFL game. But there's no question he can take the top off of defense with his great speed, and he can climb the ladder and go up and grab the ball over defensive backs with his leaping ability and his height.
Dan, before we had you on, we were joking that every time we have you on, at some point you say something or you have us convinced or thinking that there's a chance the Jets could do what we don't think they're going to do, which is beat the Buffalo Bills. What is it about this team, or what is it about this matchup? How do you think that happens? Describe a pathway for us where you could see the Jets actually upsetting the Bills on Sunday.
When you started that last thought, I thought you were going to talk about one of my attempts at humor referencing one of the local restaurants or bars that you guys plug on the show. But I didn't, when I was on hold during your SportsCenter update, I didn't hear much. The only thing I heard was the Toro snowblower spot. So,
well, it's
already there.
Yeah, you got to get your snowblower, Dan, up here. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to go out and buy a Toro snowblower, motivated by hearing that commercial. I don't really see a path for a Jets win in this game, and I'll tell you why. It's not even about Sam Darnold and the offense. It's about the defense. The defense has been horrid the entire year. I mean, just blown assignments, bad gap integrity against the run, not setting the edge properly against the run, playing a soft zone where guys are flashing wide open, you know, easy throws and catches for the quarterback and receivers. So I think they're going to lose because of their defense, not their offense. Until I see their defense play more disciplined, they play more fundamentally sound football, I can't pick them to win a game. So I think Brian Daboll, Josh Allen and company, even, you know, with the John Brown injury, and I believe the tight end is hurt also,
yep,
I still think that Daboll will dial up plays and Josh Allen will work his magic and they'll put up too many points for the Jets to match. So I don't see that pathway this week, Gene. I'm sorry to let you down, and Mike.
No, it's fine, Dan. We always appreciate it. Greg Williams, we're certainly familiar with him. Before the Dolphin game, he took kind of a shot at the offense. What did you make of that? How did that go over down there?
It didn't go over well. I mean, it became a huge firestorm here. I mean, he didn't say in plain English that it was the offense that was the problem, but he certainly implied it, meaning that, you know, we've given up a lot of points, but it's not all on us. But, yeah, it's not all on them. And there have been some pick sixes against the offense, so some of the scores were related to that. And the offense has not been helped by the defense in terms of complementary football. But Greg Williams said today everything's great with Greg Williams. They're great friends. But the problem with the Jets staff is this, and Greg Williams and Adam Gase are a perfect example. There's too many arranged marriages on this staff. I mean, Greg Williams, based on all the reports, was a guy that management wanted to be the defensive coordinator. It wasn't necessarily Adam Gase's decision. And we know anecdotally from Matt Rhule, who was a candidate for the Jets job and became the Carolina Panthers coach, when Matt Rhule was at Baylor, he said that the management of the Jets was trying to force some assistance on him. And he said, I don't believe in shotgun marriages. I want to pick my own staff. So, and then not only Greg Williams being forced on Adam Gase, you had Greg Williams' son, Blake Williams, who's a defensive assistant, forced on Adam Gase. And then you had Joe Vitt, who testified against Greg Williams in New Orleans, forced on Greg Williams because Joe Vitt is Adam Gase's father-in-law. So you can't really have high-level success in the NFL with a staff that's not on the same page. So that's a problem for the Jets right now. So Greg Williams is saying all the right things today about being on the same page with Adam Gase, but they clearly aren't.
I mean, when it eventually happens that Greg gets elevated and he once again becomes interim head coach of a struggling football team. I mean, that's kind of what he's done here the later stages of his career, is it not?
Well, he did do that in Cleveland, but it's hard to see Greg Williams being an interim coach after what happened last Friday. You're going to reward a guy who took a shot at the head coach. The head coach is also the play caller. Are you going to turn around after that happened and elevate him to the head coaching spot or the interim head coaching spot after what he did last Friday? Isn't that kind of bad precedent?
Well, sure, but I mean, you said it yourself that he was brought in because the ownership wanted him in there, right?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I think they're going to try to ride this out as long as they can. I know that's hard for people to believe, but it becomes an untenable situation. One guy to keep in mind is the special teams coach. The special teams have been pretty good. Once again, with injuries, they might have a different kicker this week. Their regular kicker, Sam Ficken, who's actually having a very good season, he suffered a groin injury, and they might go with a player who they've had on their practice squad. And I'm drawing a blank on his name now. I know his first name is Sergio. Sergio Castillo, who kicked in the CFL. So some of our friends listening in Canada might be aware of him. But so they might have a new kicker. So maybe Brant Boyer, the special teams coach, if they make a move, could be a candidate for interim coach. But as of right now, who knows if they'll even have an interim coach. They might try to play this out through the end of the season.
Oh, my gosh. Dan, I'm sorry that this might drag out another 10 weeks. One last one. If this ends up being 2-14, 1-15, 0-16, I would think everything would be under review, including the general manager. This is his mess. Does Douglas escape this?
Well, it's only a small part of his mess. Remember, this is a general manager. That was another arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Where McCagnan was one of the people interviewing the head coaching candidates, but McCagnan and Gase were oil and water right out of the gate. They were fighting over things, and that's why McCagnan was fired in May, just a few months after Gase was hired. I don't think Joe Douglas's fingerprints are on a lot of this mess. I really don't. And he's made some dubious moves, like signing Ryan Khalil, the center, last year, but he didn't really take over in earnest till this March, this free agent period. When he took over in June last summer, all the free agents were basically signed. All the money was spent, all the draft picks were made. So I'm not going to blame Joe Douglas for this mess. So I think Joe Douglas definitely survives if they make a coaching change.
Hey, Dan, let our audience know where they can get Jets Confidential and read more of your work.
Yes, and I also need some restaurant tips when I'm done with this. Our Victor-based company, American Sports Media, where we publish Jets Confidential, which is actually printed in Buffalo. So not only are we Victor Rochester based, we print in Buffalo. I mean, we try to do all we can for the Western New York economy. And I don't know what restaurant and bar I'm going to go to. I'm waiting for you guys to tell me. I did go with Dave Jones and Dave Altman, who run American Sports Media, to that big brewery restaurant in Victor.
Yeah.
It was a New York Brew Project.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm supposed to promote them because I don't know if they're a sponsor.
No, they're too big for us, Dan. So no.
Okay.
We'll take you to the Old Stone Tavern.
There you go.
Or the Coach. Or,
that sounds there's
plenty
great.
There are plenty of places where we can show a true tri-state area guy how it's done up here in Western New York.
Or if you're in Victor, and if you like the golf, you're in Victor, we'll go to our pal Mike at Ravenwood, and we'll get in a quick 9 or 18 if you'd like to.
Now, are you guys still involved with that trampoline company?
What a memory he is.
This guy.
Altitude. No, you know, it's yes, we are, COVID world, it's a little different now.
Altitude Trampoline Park, they're open. The grand opening was a couple of weeks ago. Dan, if you want to go to the trampoline park, we'll go have some fun.
So they didn't jump off their sponsorship.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Oh, by the way, I didn't give out the phone number. If people want to order, I know there are Jet fans in Rochester in the area. They can call 1-800-932-4557, 1-800-932-4557 to subscribe to Jets Confidential or go to jetsconfidential.com.
Dan, you're the best. Hang in there. The brighter days are ahead for the team you cover. Really appreciate your time on this Friday.
And what's the name of that place? Sounded great. That one had an old school name. What was it called?
The Old Stone.
Oh, loving the Old Stone.
Yeah. We'll have some good times at the Old Stone when you're in town, Dan. Let's make it happen.
No doubt about it. Gene, did you shave your head?
Yeah, I did. It was time. Dan,
how's that working out?
He looks like Heisenberg from Breaking Bad. He looks like a badass, Dan. You don't want to mess with this guy, I'm telling you.
Dan, it goes for all of us. There's no shame if it starts to go. Just be done with it. I'm saving money, Dan. saving money.
That's true. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to. I'm not looking forward to using your barber, but I'll use all your other sponsors.
You're the best, Dad. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
Have a good weekend. Dan Lepperfeld, Jets Confidential in the Sports Bar with Danger Battaglia. He's the best. We got to take a break here. Come back with I'll drink to that in the
King
Sports Bar.
Ballbuster, Dan Lepperfeld.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, it's
I love it. I mean, we wouldn't have a beat reporter for any team that busts balls the way Lepperfeld does.
No, that's where, like, yeah, he wants to get his little Rochester references
he's,
in.
He's like if one of the Jerky Boys was covering an NFL team. You know? Yeah, Jerky. No. What did I say? Darnold is questionable. Jerky. Open up your ears, jackass. All right.
I have a take here, not in the other organization in the NFL that really has been on hard times. Well, no, they're doing well this year, the Cleveland Browns. But Hugh Jackson went on radio today in Cleveland, and Q, I would just, you know, what are you doing? He is setting himself up. He's promising some big bombshell. Okay, we'll go into what Hugh Jackson is promising. And there's a former NBA player that is opening up a new business. I think it's fantastic. I'll have that story.
I didn't bring this up to Lepperfeld when we had him on because I want it for myself. Like, I really didn't want him to try and explain why this happened with the New York Jets. When you hear this story, you're going to be like, well, that the Jets are just being the Jets. That trade that happened on Sunday, wait till you hear the story behind Steve McClendon heading to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's on the way next. I'll drink to that in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.